And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness. We're back with another episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I am Jess. And it is feeling iconic today,
oh,
Cece.
Oh, my God.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I was waiting for that, but not knowing where it was going to go.
You're welcome.
I'm good. And you know what? I forgot to say bonus episode in my little intro, but it's okay. But yeah, we're back with another bonus episode.
Woo! We were right. We said it when we recorded the episode this week. We were like, we're gonna say it. We're gonna be back. We're gonna be back on Thursday, and yep. We were. 2 weeks. They made us wait 2 weeks, but we got so much shit today. I don't even want to say. I mean, everyone knows what we got, but I don't want to talk about it yet. Like, I'm so excited. I don't know why. I like don't want to say what we got that we were waiting for. We know we got the house. We knew the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Cece, I'm gonna let you say it. What happened today? I'm so excited I can't say it.
Well, we finally got the internet to tell us to shut up.
Oh yeah, literally.
Frequent Fear Pass dropped this morning.
Frequent Fear, baby.
Rush of Fear, Frequent Fear, Frequent Fear Plus, Ultimate, blah, 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 all those fun things.
Yeah, we'll go over all the pricing. I have all that shit written down, all the details and all that. We got awesome. Frequent Fear. So all you motherfuckers saying it's not coming back, shut up. Stop trying to make people afraid on the internet for fake clout. It doesn't work. And all you people just like saying you knew, you didn't really know.
And all of us that were just anxious, we can breathe now.
Everyone, let's all just take like a big in the HHN community, because we got our fucking tickets. And if you didn't get your tickets yet, you're going to get them. I don't think they've ever sold out. I don't think I've ever seen Frequent Fear sell out.
I'm trying to remember when I worked there, but it's hard to recall.
But I don't think I've ever heard of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think so, but.
But we got them. Should we just get into it? Like, I got the details. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
So the story kind of starts. I'm going to set the mood. I woke up at 7 a.m. to drive Eugene, Wade, whatever you want to call him, from Big Heck and Wade to his first day of work at his new job. and I had seen that our Twitter account, the Scream Queens account, was tagged in something. And it was at AlliCat, A-L-L-I-Cat 311. I just want to give her credit because she tagged us and a couple of other content creators and podcasters and said, hey, y'all might want to check the Universal website. And she tweeted at like 6:30, 6:45 in the morning. and she had a screenshot and it was the Frequent Fear Pass. So my ass, of course, jumped on the Universal app and I was just like on my phone. And sure enough, all of the options were there. We've got 4 Frequent Fear options and a bonus add-on we'll talk about. So they were all available this morning. I think that's really smart on Universal's part to live them before the announcement because we don't want the site crashing and everyone freaking out. No one can buy them. I think living them early, it takes the stress off of like IT and ticket sales and stuff like that. And then customer service because they're not bombarded with calls because the site's down.
Right, exactly.
And like, I know, Cece, you have worked in a call center, especially for the theme parks. You probably appreciated that.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
because they've been slammed anyway, so.
Oh my God, I know their wait times. I had to call to change the card. I was like, I'll just do it in the park. I'd rather drive and go there because I'd wait hours on the phone. And it's not their fault. It's just they're busy right now. But so the Frequent Fear options we have. So, of course, we have Rush of Fear. So Rush of Fear includes all of the nights in September except the 29th and the 30th. So you get every single night, all of the Saturdays, you get the first night, all of that. You just can't go any date past September 29th. And that is going to be $129.99 plus tax. That's just for the base ticket. If you want to add on the Express, where you can go through each of the houses with Express once per night, that's going to be $399.99 plus tax. And with that Express, so it's not unlimited Express if you get Express added on to any of your frequent fears. Like I said, you get to go through Express Line once through each house. And then I believe each show and each ride that night if the show offers an Express option. So, yeah, it's just kind of good to, it's not unlimited. You don't get to, like, if you want to go like me and you're crazy and go through Beetlejuice 20 times a night, it doesn't work that way. Once you go through, they scan it. Or if I've even had it where the scanners have been down and they'll, maybe not on a multi-night, but on like a single night, they would initial the house. So like I went through Dead Waters and it was raining and they couldn't have the scanners out and it was like DW. They like circled it and I was just like, it's effective. But I don't know how they would do that on like a multi-night. And I know some people got mobile. I like a paper ticket. I'm crazy. I like a lanyard. Did you do paper tickets?
I did. I did. From working there, I knew that it was smart to do the will call because paper ticket, because just from working there, like I said, we would have to actually tell guests a lot of times, like, your phone could die in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth it to have that physical ticket. Now, I do believe that you can call guest services or go to guest services and get that switched to a paper ticket.
Yes.
From what I remember from when I was working there. So definitely for all of you who did and you were kind of worried, you should be able to get them to void out the digital ticket and give you a paper ticket.
Yeah, I think that you can definitely do that. I think you can even, I don't know, would they void the digital one? Because like in my annual pass, I have a paper and a virtual.
So if it, well, I guess if it's a pass, they might be able to keep it on there like that.
Oh no,
but
I
if
do.
It was my like a one night ticket type thing, they would void. Yeah, they would kind of like void it or whatever. And
okay, that makes sense. My frequent fear is already in my app and I ordered it online on the laptop.
Yeah.
So I, not the barcode yet because I haven't picked it up, but I'm assuming once I get it, like my annual pass, it'll have a barcode. So I guess that's good. If you get a frequent fear, you kind of have the option to go back and forth. But if you only did mobile, definitely go get that paper ticket to be safe. So Rush of Fear, like I said, frequent fear after that. And that includes all Sunday through Thursday event nights. So no Fridays or Saturdays. That is going to be $159.99 plus tax for the base ticket. And adding on Express is going to be $459.99. The next tier is going to be Frequent Fear Plus. That's going to include all Sundays through Fridays, plus the first and last Saturdays of the event, September 4th and October 30th. That is going to be $189.99 plus tax. And the with Express add-on is $529.99. That's really not bad for almost every event night, and you just don't get the middle Saturdays after the first and last week.
Right.
That's fantastic. Like, I don't even think I really want to pull that up really fast because I know I can get those prices from from 2019. but I think it only went up like $30 to $50. It wasn't crazy like we were speculating before. I'm looking it up right now, but I don't think it really went up any crazy amount of money. Come on. Of course, I would pull up the one website that says they have the prices, but they don't. I love it. Here we go. So Frequent Fear in 2019 was $119. So that went up $10.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, Rush of Fear was $119. So that went up $10. That's not terrible right there. So Rush of Fear was $199. Rush of Fear with Express was $334. This year it's $399. So Express went up $50. Frequent Fear in 2019. I'm sorry. Frequent Fear was $119. Rush of Fear was $109. So Frequent Fear went up $40. Which I guess we were saying, like, I would say around $50, I think is what we were saying. So Express for Frequent Fear in 2019 was $374.99. Now it is $459.99. That's a big jump. Frequent Fear Plus back in 2019 was $139 for the base ticket. What did we say it was now? $189. Yeah. Again, that's $50. And then with Express. Okay, so yes, Express went up about $80, $50 to $80 each ticket. Ultimate in 2019 was $259. This year it's $284 again, so that's just under $30. And then let's see what the Express one went up. Express for Ultimate was $679 back in 2019. This year it is $729. So yeah, I would say that's not terrible for not having an event last year, you know, the hype build up and everything. $20 to $50 a ticket, and then Express, you're getting that premium. And like, especially, so I didn't finish what I was saying, but I'm sorry. Ultimate gives you all of the nights. You get every single night of the event. Ultimate also this year includes free parking after 5 p.m. The base ticket for Ultimate is $284.99, and then Express is $729.99. Ultimate is the only one that includes parking. The other ones do not. So if you do not have parking, you don't have a day pass, you are going to be paying for parking. If you come, I believe it's before 10 during HHN nights, they change it. Once the season starts, you can park for free after 10 p.m., I believe, at the City Walk
garages. Yes.
So just know that if you have one of the other passes and you don't have a like an annual pass that includes parking and you didn't get Ultimate, you will have to pay that parking if you come between 5 and 10 p.m. And they are on the dot. If you come at 9:59, sometimes they're like, sorry, we're still open. You got to pay $20. So
yeah,
just kind of something to keep in mind. I didn't really need the one with parking. We were talking about this. So I got Ultimate with Express. I saved a lot of money expecting like Plus to be in the 800s this year just for like, you know, supply and demand. But I splurged to treat myself for the trauma of the past year. Cece, what pass did you get if you want to share?
I got the Frequent Fear Plus Express. So every night except for Saturdays and the Express pass with it, because I got lucky this year and I had the money, so I saved it, I put it aside. I have not used Express at HHN except for one night in 2013, so I believe that I deserved it this year. Especially now that we have our show, I wanted to be able to go as much as possible and see as much as possible, so the Express will help me with that.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was like. I am not waiting in lines this year. We were like, we talked about this when the event, like when they announced Beetlejuice back in March, like me and my sister, because she's like, I think I'm going to move before HHN. And I was like, okay, you know, we're moving. She's like, we're going to splurge because it's our first year living in Orlando together. We both are getting Ultimate. We both got Express. So we might not even go on Saturdays, but I know that sounds so stupid. But we wanted the option because she works a normal 9 to 5. So there might be days where she doesn't want to go on the weekdays, so we wanted to leave those weekends open. But I saved so much money in anticipation, like you said. So I was like, okay, I'll splurge on this. And I did. I have my unmasking booked. I have my opening weekend hotel, and then that is it. The rest is just balling on a budget, eating one order of pizza fries between three people every night. But my pass, I feel like, was the one thing to splurge on. Treat yourself on your pass. Get Express. Yeah. Do an add-on. Do an unmasking tour. Like, guys, we didn't have an event last year. We had light. Treat yourself this year. That is my whole outlook on HHN.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. We need the serotonin.
And if you live, you know, close enough to where you're going to be here at least more than two nights, you're definitely, it's definitely worth getting the Rush of Fear or the Frequent Fear.
Oh, absolutely. Rush of Fear. And here's the one thing. I know people were saying, oh, what about the AP discount? I did book before. I know you did as well before. You could use the AP discount. I don't know if they're even offering one this year.
It's only for singles so far.
So, yeah, we don't even know. I just wanted to get it out of the way. I didn't want to have that money sitting anymore.
Exactly.
But because I know myself, I'll spend it. I know you're the same way, Cece.
Yep.
But so, yeah, if you go more than two nights, at least look at Rush of Fear, because it's what it's only $120, $130. And a single night is $70 to $80 on like an off night.
Exactly. So,
you might as well look at that. We don't have the BOGO this year. Also, that's another big thing. I feel like they didn't do the BOGO because they want people to get that Rush of Fear, the Frequent Fears and stuff like that. So get them, show them that they were right. I mean, the BOGO is nice. I used to go on the BOGO when I wasn't a local, but like if Cece said, if you're a drivable distance or you're going to be here more than two nights out of the event, it makes a lot of sense to go with a Frequent Fear over a single night.
Absolutely.
So we do have an additional add-on feature for that. So maybe if you're not an annual pass holder or you don't have a day ticket, maybe you're not doing a package or something like that, we did get the Scream Early ticket back this year. It's a little bit higher. I believe it was 20 to 20. I think it was 25.
I think it was 25 and 19. Yeah.
So 2019, it's 30 this year with tax. So you get in, you can get into Universal Studios between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. You just have to be in the park before 5 p.m. Don't buy this and don't get in there. They're not going to let you in at 5:05. Those gates close at 5 and you are allowed to stay for Stay and Scream. So then you get to go in some of the houses earlier than the guests at the front. So that's a great option as well, especially if you're not coming for a lot of, like a couple days. If you're only coming for one or two, get that Scream Early ticket and you can, I'm going to, we're probably going to have like a, you know, HHN do's and don'ts eventually, but start in the back, do Duff, do Stay and Scream Duff, do those houses first because nobody goes back there first. Everybody starts at the front. Even though this year some of our headliners are in the back, like Hill House and Beetlejuice. But if you do Duff, you get let out either into Beetlejuice, Hill House, Rumored Pumpkin or Puppet, and then Carrie. So those are all really big ones right there. Or go do Finnegan's and you get into Icons first. Whatever you're into, but I always do Duff. Start back there and then I work to the front, especially this year now that I have Express. You can knock out those houses in the back, not use your Express, and then go back to them later and maybe see another cast. Just giving you all a little sprinkling of what I do. A lot of people do that. It's not like secret information, but mm-hmm. Okay. So from there, we also got an official announcement today. So, you know, the Sleuths online, they found those tickets and they were totally purchasable. I purchased them. Cece purchased them. Everybody did. Got a confirmation. They're there. They're in my app already, like you just heard. I was expecting a tweet, but I don't know about you. I was expecting a tweet at noon, like normal, noon to 3.
Mm-hmm.
We got one at 9:30 in the morning. Universal was like, you're on to us, so we're just going to let you have it. So at 9:30, they posted the official tweet, and I will read it to you. It is up right here. It says, House revealed the dream team of your worst nightmares. Wow, it's almost like they listen to the Scream Queens.
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
Did we just, like, cast the entire Icons Captured House and not know last week?
Oh my God.
Or 2 weeks ago, excuse me. So it's HHN Icons Captured. Prepare to meet some of the most terrifying characters from 30 years. If that wasn't terrifying enough, all tickets are on sale now. And then they tweeted again. They said, yes, I said all tickets with the little purple devil emoji. Mm-hmm. And then we got, and I know I said this about Bride, but this might be my favorite house video now. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard. They keep like killing it.
The thing with this one was not that it was like so elaborate like the Bride mm-hmm. one was, right? This one to me, it was so simple, but in a good way. Like I just
effectively simple.
Exactly. Like I tweeted about it because I literally cried. I hyperventilated. I was on camera trying to work, and so I didn't want to look like an idiot. So I was like looking down at my phone.
Oh my God. I was driving down I-4, like trying to send a voice text to you, like, Cece, Icons! Cece, Icons!
I'm like, I watched it and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I'm still in awe of that. Like, I don't know. There's just something about James Keaton. He's magic and on the screen. Like, mm-hmm. He's just so great. And like, when I heard him talk in that, you know, Jack, obviously, if you guys don't know, James Keaton plays Jack. And he just, hearing his voice and everything, like, I was just so excited. Oh. It just gave me chills.
Okay, so it's funny you say that. This is the one, I feel like, commercial I actually want to, like, break down. I, like, kind of, like, wrote down what happens in it because I feel the words they say are kind of important.
Okay.
So the commercial opens with that same title card that we always get, the rated scary or whatever.
Yeah. S for scares or
rated
like
S for scary. So it's the narrator's it opens and we see or we hear, for 30 years they've haunted your thoughts, plagued your nightmares, tortured your imagination. Now they're all back to make your twisted dreams a reality. And as the narrator saying that, we are seeing like drops fall into a paper and the icons are kind of appearing in Rorschach? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't say that word. Sorry. Rorschach test, the inkblot tests. And they're in an order. And the order made me a little happy because Daddy Kane is first. they really went, here you go, Jess.
Oh, my God.
So it goes caretaker. And then it transitions into the storyteller, fear, the director, Lady Luck, the usher, Chance, and then Jack. And then Jack himself actually, like, throws the paper out. He, like, grabs it off the screen and throws it. And his face pops up, and it's that newer version of Jack. That's that one that we saw with his announcement. And he says, we're back. And this time, it's all of us. Ah! I'm so fucking excited.
I know. And he said that, I'm just like, I started losing it.
Like,
I started crying.
Yes. I sat there and I was just like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. Like, I knew it was happening, but like, it's happening. Oh my God. And then the narrator goes on, and we see glimpses of the icons just kind of like doing things, doing their kills. And he says, together for the first time in one terrifying house. And then Jack comes back, or we see, you know, the HHN Never Go Alone title card at the end. And then it, Jack appears again and it says, you bring your friends, I'll bring mine.
Mm-hmm.
I got chills. I just got chills again talking about it.
I know you were talking about it, and I was actually, I have it up. I had it up on Twitter, like, you mm-hmm. know, not playing out loud, but just like watching it as you were saying that. Oh, and I'm God. Just like, oh my God.
So yeah. Holy shit. There's a lot to unpack, I feel like, with that whole video.
Yes.
Yeah. Rorschach, the test, they probably don't mean anything. It's probably just for like the vibe, but like, okay.
Well, did you see that someone, and I don't know who it is, I have to look and see maybe if I can credit that person. I might have
a screenshot of this to talk about in a second.
Okay.
No, what is it? You can just say it.
The inside of the ink blots, there are little Easter eggs.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
That kind of, if you look closely, you can see little glimpses of the icons themselves in the pictures that they're in.
Oh.
So like, for example, in the middle of the ink blot of the storyteller, you see her, like her rocking chair on the side, and like
okay.
little things like that. Each one has kind of like little ones there. I don't remember who pointed this out. I wish I could credit them, but they did. They took a few like a screenshot and kind of circled them. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you look deep into the actual image behind them, you can see, like,
now I'm like, I have it up, and I'm like, okay, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Looking.
Chance has, like, a little doll in the middle of hers. Fear has his lantern in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of see it. Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. It's pretty cool.
I'm excited. There's more to talk about with this that people kind of uncovered. Also, there's a little blurb on the site, but I was telling Cece before we started recording, I have the site loaded right now, and under houses and more, or whatever it says, it is not in one of the boxes right now.
Yeah, I just saw that. That's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah, it's not in one of the coming soon boxes. All I have is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Universal Monsters, The Bride of Frankenstein Lives, The Haunting of Hill House, and Beetlejuice. And then there are 6 boxes that are still coming soon.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just they didn't have a chance to put it up yet or what.
Maybe. I'm not really taking that as much. I just thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. And then on the site, we do have like a little blurb that was linked in that tweet. And it says, over the last 30 years, Halloween Horror Nights has introduced a murderer's row of original characters. Now they've joined forces. Some newly risen. That did not. I said that word and I was like, huh?
Risen
to true icon status to form a monstrous hall of fame, taunting and terrifying you at every turn. You'll meet Jack the Clown, the storyteller, the caretaker, and many more, all in one house for the first time ever. As you search for escape, you'll encounter tormented victims as well as each icon's demonic superfans. It's me. I'm just in the caretaker's area.
Yeah, are they just going to, like, leave us in there or something?
Yeah, they,
like,
literally, we're the captured ones. We never leave.
Yeah, it's right?
It's literally just us. I'm just in the caretaker's room just like, hi. Just me with a podcast microphone just like, hi. How oh my are God. You? And the most interesting thing that I think everyone kind of talked about today was the last sentence says, who's the most evil of them all? Depending when you visit, a different icon will reign supreme. Oh my God. What? Are we getting like Freddy versus Jason?
It's got to be something like that.
Right. And I'm thinking, my brain immediately goes to what I keep saying about Jack and Chance. Let it be Jack versus Chance. And sometimes it's Chance and sometimes it's Jack. But it could be all of them.
True.
I don't know.
It seems so cool. It seems like they're gonna like battle, but like also I don't know.
Yeah, and then someone said if we get a surprise Eddie night, it's done. Or I'm gone.
Oh my God.
That's me. I'll just die right
now. I actually thought of that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I immediately thought of Freddy versus Jason, because if you guys don't know, the end of that house, depending on the cast, Freddie would be holding Jason's head, and then Jason's body would have an actor in it, or vice versa, depending on who mm-hmm. won. So that's what I'm thinking. But if you have a cast A and a cast B, how does it always change? I feel like you can only have one or the other. Unless there's like a special like rotation for the final scene or whatever in this house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh. We'll have to find out.
I know. But how do you feel about the artwork for the house? The image.
So I'm not in love with this one that's right on the top of the website here.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I wasn't at first. And then it kind of grew on me. Certain characters look fine, but certain characters look a little weird to me, personally.
Yeah.
I think Jack looks fine. Yes. I don't really like Chance in the picture.
No.
Lady Luck looks kind of old. I don't know if it's supposed to be because it's, like, half demon, half, like, beautiful or whatever. I just think
they went with this, like, bold outline kind of a thing, and it just isn't working on some of them.
Yeah,
like at all. Exactly. It works for like the caretaker. It works for even the usher, for Jack. But it doesn't, like, Pablo looks a little weird. Chance looks real weird. Like, really,
yeah,
weird.
She does.
The storyteller looks fine because she's an old hag. But I'm sorry, David. Get over it. I don't know. I like it, but I don't. It also.
Yeah.
It feels very. Does this feel like to me? I said it earlier and now I can't remember. It feels like it was made in clip art. I'm gonna say that. Not the background yeah. and not the but it's the lettering itself feels very much like Microsoft clip art.
Yeah, it's like edgy. It's like, I don't know.
It's like edgelord. There was a MySpace layout with this in the background.
Yes.
Oh my god, I know what they look like. It looks like an emo band picture. Like, emo bands take pictures like this with the lead singer in the center and then everyone angled out in the back where, like, everyone has a window. Like, what fucking screamo band is this?
Exactly. Oh
That's what it looks like to me. And Jack's wig is just, like, massive.
Yes. It's, like, over everyone.
I'm not shitting on this. Like, I'm so happy we have icons. And I'm not trying to shit on this logo. I know someone worked hard on it. It looks – it's striking. But it's just – it's
not what I expected. That's
there
all.
We go. That is the way to say it.
I was expecting a lot more, like, I don't know.
I was expecting
maybe
simpler.
It's because yeah that, and just like, I don't know if it's because of the merchandise we got last year and that is taking over the scare zone. I was expecting more like red and black. Mm-hmm. But this is more of like a fiery, like woody kind of color scheme.
Yeah, and it's just interesting to me because I'm like, are they in, if they're in the lantern, that makes sense because that's kind of the color scheme for that. But
that makes sense. Yeah.
I don't think they're fully in the lantern. The story intrigues me. I really want to hear more about this and kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, we'll see it in less than a month. So,
yep.
Let's see. What else do I have? Anything?
Oh,
else?
Did you also notice in the picture on the left, it looks like fear in the background.
Oh yeah, and on the right, it looks like the Terra Queen.
Terra Queen. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's, like, little hidden things in everything, it seems like. I think we'll see Cindy. I think we'll see all of them. I think we'll see Bloody Mary as well. I just think that maybe it... I feel like they want to keep Mary a surprise if she's really in there. If they're saying all, she's got to be in there. So I feel like if she is in there, it's going to be a big surprise, and then she's just going to pop out, and we're all going to pass out.
Well, I feel like Eddie has to have some place this year because he's on the Scare Zone logo.
I think he's rumored to be in Hollywood now.
In the zone or whatever?
Yeah, the zone, that zone is rumored to be Eddie's, I believe.
Yeah, we'll see though, because I don't know.
I hope so. I think he's going to be in the house. I think he is 100% going to be in that house. And he's got to be, I don't know. I say he's got to be in, like, I know shit. you can't let me down like that, Universal. I don't know, but they're all together for the first time, so that makes me think that it's definitely all the icons, because we've had the big icons together, but we've never had all of the icons, including like the smaller ones or the lost ones.
True.
So we've never had like blood, bone, well maybe not, I'm not expecting blood, but maybe Bone Daddy, I don't know. But we've never had like all of them, Cindy, Eddie, Jack, Chance, the director, like all of them together, Mary, Lady Luck. It's just always been like Jack, Chance, Eddie, or not even Eddie, Jack, Chance, the director, the caretaker, like those people. So I'm interested to see, I don't want to say the littler guys, but like the underrepresented icons. I'm really excited to see kind of where they fall at the event because I feel like they have to be there.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do we have anything else about the house? I have the merch to talk about next.
Nope.
Okay. I
think we're good.
So we also got a t-shirt. I love this t-shirt. It's a ringer tee. So it's black and the neck and sleeves have the red ringer. And then the logo, it is half of Jack's face. And then the other half is the director, Chance, the caretaker, the Terror Queen. Is that the, yeah, Terror Queen and the storyteller. She looked a little weird in my picture. I zoomed in and I was like, who is that? And it says 30 years, 30 fears, Halloween Horror Nights. I love this logo.
Me too.
I really like it. The shirt's really nice. This might be one of my favorites, minus the acid wash Beetlejuice shirt so far.
Yeah. So. I would say yes. Yeah, for me too.
It looks cool. I like the graphic that they put out. We didn't just get a shirt, though. We also got a wall hanging decor item, wall art, whatever. It is this interesting logo of Jack with his mouth wide open, like a clown head that you walk into. But his teeth are decayed and he's got like stringy saliva and he's got his big ass saw behind him. I guess that's wall art. I would get it, but I don't want to stare at those teeth for too long.
It's a little much.
You don't like that. We also got a shot glass. We also got a pin set. It's a pin. We have Jack, the director, Chance, and the Terror Queen. I kind of love those choices.
So I think the glasses are actually just full-on glasses, from what I heard.
I don't think it's a shot glass?
Yeah, I think they're like the ones that they always put out, like the...
Oh, okay. They look like they look so tiny.
I know, don't they? Yeah. No. Because people were posting a couple other like up close ones and they were like, no, these are actual glasses.
Oh, see, I thought that there was an actual glass and a shot glass.
Oh, it could be. I have only seen like a couple pictures. But yeah, there's a glass, period.
the glass is my least favorite artwork. I didn't hate it at first. I loved it when I first saw it, but the more I zoomed in, the more I hated it.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm still gonna buy the cup, don't get me wrong, because I really like this cup. I kind of love how ugly it is. I love how ugly the style is. I guess it's like I love to hate it. It's especially that storyteller. She looks like the fucking chocolate girl from SpongeBob.
What the fuck?
She does.
I don't know what that is.
Chocolate. That person.
I don't know SpongeBob? Who that is.
You've never watched SpongeBob?
Hardly.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'm
well,
sure I have, but not like.
I'm gonna also complain because Daddy Kane looks green, like he's actually green in this cup.
Oh my god.
Chance is there. again, looking weird. Is that the Terror Queen looks weird. All right, we're gonna move on from this cup. That cup, it really just. I don't want to look at it too. It's interesting. I think Dakota at Cathode Coaster actually posted the up close of that cup. Cupgate 2021. So we also have some scare zone construction to talk about, not just our announcement. That's it for our announcement this week. Overall, I'm super hype. I know you are, Cece. We were waiting for icons.
Yes, and I.
That was like our ooh, let's do it. So we said this to each other, but we both agree this is like top three of our hype. Well, in our top three of our hype list now.
Yes,
absolutely. I don't know if it might be my number one. I don't know.
Ooh. For me right now, it's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Until we get something else that might, you know, I don't know, scary.
Scary. I don't know. Yeah, I'm expecting scary icons, and then. Beetlejuice is not in my top three hype. I'm just going to tell you guys that right now. And it's because I've seen it, but also it sucks because Beetlejuice is at an anniversary year and I am such an original person and I love these original ideas and these icons and that's what sucks. But I love that it's there. It sucks.
I'm starting to feel that way too. Yeah, like I don't want to discount Beetlejuice, but the announcement was made so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's like I'm finally getting to see more of the original stuff now that I can appreciate it and like actually have time to like soak it all in. So for sure. Yeah, I get what you mean.
It's still going to be great. And I'm still going to go through Beetlejuice every single night. Do not get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna cry on opening night in that house. But I'm probably going to cry harder in The Icons because I've told my story on the show all the time. I grew up loving these icons, and 2021 is the first time I get to see them face to face. So catch me sobbing in The Icons house opening night. You think I'm going to cry in Beetlejuice? Y'all don't know me. They're going to have to like drag me out of the caretaker room or whatever.
Oh my God.
Like kicking and screaming. So we have some construction updates as well. More shit is out at the parks, guys. We're going to start with Ethan Hershaft. That's at Ethan Hershaft on Twitter. He, again, I guess he rode Simpsons or whatever and got some peeks through the trees at Puppet Theater. And there's some work on that facade. It definitely is a decrepit theater. You can kind of tell. Definitely go check out his Twitter. And there's like a pillar we can see, a red theater pillar. I think last time we talked about that facade, it was just still plywood. So they're going really fast with that. I can't wait to see it. Definitely go check out that image on his Twitter if you haven't seen it. It gives us kind of an idea. So from there, we also, let's move to San Francisco. We talked about this literally on Wednesday. There is new set pieces out 2 days later, Cece. It just like blows my mind. And these aren't like little fucking set pieces. They actually even have the Crypt TV logo in them. So
yeah,
they are doing the most at confirming these scare zones without actually saying them. They're killing it right now. But I don't know much about Crypt TV. I really need to educate myself in the next month.
So same. I do know a little bit. I was asking about like what things I should watch from it, but basically it's an American entertainment company focused on developing, producing, and distributing horror-themed digital content. So from what I understand is that they like to put an emphasis on monsters. They like to make reoccurring universes, and they link them together. It was founded by Jack Davis and Eli Roth. So Eli Roth's name being on it is awesome. Also is backed by Jason Blum, so for Blumhouse. So yeah, I just have to actually watch some of this because I have not actually heard of it until
YouTube. Same. And everybody's like super hyped. The sets are cool. I'm curious. There's like a spider set.
Yeah.
It's like a window set with like brick on the bottom and then a massive spider. I know Aaron was like freaking out over that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited to see what this is all about. I have to actually catch up on some of the shorts or whatever that they put out so that I can, you know, understand maybe some of the scare zones. So.
Yeah. And there's like a full little like house set. It's I don't understand. They put all this stuff out so fast and like in such a small area, too.
Mm-hmm.
And with the cost of lumber right now, like,
oh, my God.
What I'm really fascinated about is that like it's like a brown like unit with a pane of glass on it. What the hell is that? I
have no idea.
I have no fucking idea. Okay. Well, I know nothing about Crypt TV. I would like to also be educated. So if you are a fan or know what I should be watching, like, tell me as well.
Yeah, I made a tweet about it today to see, like, which ones people liked out of them. I do see, though, upon some other research that most of the shorts look like they can be watched on YouTube.
Okay.
Which is awesome if you go to the Crypt TV YouTube.
So are they all shorts or are they movies?
I'm confused. I don't know exactly.
We can figure that out. Someone will tell us.
Some of it's like shows, you know, or like some of them have multiple episodes, you know, but they're short episodes, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. Okay. I guess I have to go on YouTube.
Yeah.
So from there, we'll move over to Plaza of the Stars. So where that big truss was and the icon graphic wall. I don't even know what we called those big panels that we saw or talked about on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So literally after we recorded and, you know, did all that, what did they do? They added a big ass sign that said Halloween Horror Nights to the top of the metal trussing. They've also added candles down the side. So...
Mm-hmm. Anniversary.
I'm so excited.
Yes. It's like a marquee sign, yeah, from what I understand.
It's massive. It literally stretches from Minions to Shrek all the way across up top.
Yes.
What if, I didn't think about this. What if they throw flames off the top of those things? They easily
could. That'd be cool as hell.
They easily could throw flames off the top of that. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, and the candles are definitely going to light up. I'm curious to see how the lighting package is going to look in here. Because they've added so many fucking lights to that trussing as well, guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's like rotating lights. There's, oh my God. Did they add, that looks like you can stand on it now. It looks like almost on the side you can stand, like an actor could stand. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Interesting. That's it for Plaza of the Stars. We also have some lighting set up in San Francisco. Oh my goodness. Do I have anything else? Do I have anything else for in the park? I do not have anything else for in the park. We do have times for HHN have officially been confirmed. They are listed on the website.
Yes.
So I have it up right here. I don't want to get anything wrong. It is. So if you go. September 3rd through the 30th, it is 6:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then starting on Friday, October 1st, going all the way through Halloween, the end of the event, it is 6:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. So now we know. You're either mm-hmm. there till 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. So that's been confirmed as well. And I believe other than that, that's all we got right now. But that's a lot.
Two days. That is still a lot. That's
so much. Oh, wait. We have an announcement from Pangolin.
We do.
We have an announcement from Pangolin. Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh my God. I literally was like, we got to talk about that. And I did not. I'm pulling it up right now. Pangolin. So guys, if you guys don't know, Pangolin, they announced something before HHN did or right after. So it is Pangolin Presents the Family Ghouls. So this is actually an album that they made. I believe it's a five song EP. And it is kind of based on the Universal Monsters, and you can tell from the poster and everything. It's a live scripted Halloween punk rock spooktacular. It's featuring frightening performances by Our Escape from the Grave and Casket Culture. So that will be Saturday, October 2nd at Will's Pub. I believe that tickets are $10 and you get a copy of the CD included with that. You can find all of that on their Twitter. That's going to be at Pangolin FL. The link there to buy the tickets and everything. Monster Squad after party costumes are encouraged, but it is for 21 and up, guys. Just letting you know, because it is at a pub.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, so I won't really spoil much, but I did say on the episode, so I'm going to be doing makeup for this show for the guys. They reached out to me. Found out about my past life as a makeup artist in South Florida. I don't know who told them, but it's okay. So I'm really excited. It's really cool. If you love the monsters, this is going to be really fun. You might see some familiar faces. It's not me. I'm just warning you. It's not me up on that stage. I am strictly backstage right now. My times on stage are long behind me. But I am so excited. I have heard a little bit of some of the songs. And guys, seriously, you want to see this show. They're doing some really fucking cool shit.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm not just saying that because I'm working on it. I love Pangolin. I love the guys. They are all so fucking nice. They are friends of our show. They've supported us for a while. So we want to support them.
Absolutely. And it's just good to support your local bands and things like that as well. So even if you guys may not be able to go, it's best if you can go, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're not able to go ahead and like buy a ticket or like ask if you can buy a ticket.
Donate a ticket to somebody.
Donate. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like do something. Give them a donation or something, you know?
Yeah. And come see Orlando's shittiest punk band, as they call themselves. I love them. They're so good, guys. Seriously.
Oh, they're amazing.
Do we have anything else?
It's a bonus
episode. I guess housekeeping.
Yeah. just quick. I'm just going to leave it at, you know, follow us on Twitter at ScreamQueens85. Tag us, message us, whatever. We have many other ways to contact us, but we always talk about that. But we'll leave it at Twitter for today. And we love you guys, and we are so excited. We hope you guys are too. We hope you got your tickets or you're getting ready to buy your tickets. What else? I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, stay spooky, and we will see you next week with another fun episode. Actually, we have some guests coming with us, so just pay attention for that, and stay spooky, guys. And what else, Jess?
And don't forget to scream, queens. Bye.
All right. Bye.